Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And we're going to tell you like this. Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 28 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those, Blog Talk site right now at Lake City Radio, we appreciate it. If you ever want to send in any music or anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers before we start the program. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info that you have. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. As I look at things, I see a 216-400, a 216-609, a 216-820. So with that being said, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do that, I'll probably forget. So with that being said, number 10, Savage, a.k.a. Dwayne Maurice Castleberry. He had a CD released yesterday, in Euclid, Ohio, and if I'm not mistaken, around 292nd in Euclid. Congratulations to that brother. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, Black House Sounds. I'm going to say also number 7, which, wow, that's interesting. The Black Love Revolution. It's like more info in that in just a little while, and how that came about. Number, and this is a good one right here too, number 6 was the OPN Solutions, which will be coming up with Black House Sounds, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, OPN. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, man, because it has been jumping off pretty well. Congratulations, Joseph Motley Jr., the solo track has been causing a lot of attention. Number 4, paying tribute to A Future Later. More on that in just a little while as that debut. Number 3, Trap Boy Mannequin. The debut over the weekend had something that happened at the Fantasy. Number 2, First Energy. Got to give it up to him. Anytime you bring in Taylor Swift in the town, that's a high mark. But number 1, debuting, they eased in Jay Prince for a knowledge type of seminar that happened, I believe, at the Nighthouse Tanimu Foundation off of the 10-5 area. Before I go to the first phone call of 216-400, before I do that, I just want to at least get out there and let people know that, speaking of the name, you can catch Joseph Motley, MOTLEYJR, period, on Facebook, or just the YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. You can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can definitely hit up the Facebook for Sheriff Kilroy. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio, which is on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. The man, the myth, Def Trap Music's inventor, DNA Alex, will be tomorrow evening. Do you know he set voiceofradio.com history with the most shared post about an upcoming appearance? I mean, he sent links all over the place. He let people know what was going on. Congratulations, because I've been on the air 5 years. Nobody has posted up their appearance on the program like that brother did. Also, letting people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110, and that's between the East 152nd St. Clair intersection as well as Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and number 37 bus passed by East 152nd and St. Clair intersection. Now, the 28 bus passes by the Euclid-Ivanhoe intersection. Just be prepared to walk, so you might want to have yourself some Powerade, Gatorade, or water. And before I go to the first phone call, I want to take the time to stop and just say, whew, OPN Solutions meeting, co-chair, Press People's Nation's Jay Lee. So you have Jay Lee as the co-chair. You have Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Al Porter. You have OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black House Sound Reports. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15453 Euclid Avenue at the OPN Community Center. It's on the corner of Euclid and Taylor, the number 28, the number 41, the number 37 buses all pass by. And you know that on West 117th I-90 exit, two people were murdered. One of them was the brother of Euclid NAACP's Cassandra McDonald, who was at OPN's last solutions meeting. She was also at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 193. Prayers for her and her family, as well as the other victim's family, from this tragic murder that happened the past Saturday. And I also want to point out on top of that, that there will be a vigil for Cassandra McDonald's brother on West 117th I-90 intersection. That will be this coming Wednesday, this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So let's go to the first phone caller. Thank you for waiting so patiently. 216-400, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm calling in to say thank you, Miss Danielle Woods, and the Barclay family. I can say Cassandra McDonald, Dot, and all the rest of you for having a wonderful birthday. Thank you, and I do appreciate everything that you've done. And I do appreciate and love my family for what they did.
Right.
It was a beautiful day, a beautiful time. And I also thank Voice of Radio, you know, for having me in, and that was because of you also. And that turned out to be very positive. So thank you very much, sir. And now I sit and listen.
No problem.
To all the rest of it. And
I hear you.
And you can tell all those who death in the family that I'll be praying for them. And little Rayvon Owens, I will be praying for him.
Oh.
Yes, because he's an outstanding young man. But he had to do what he has done. And like he said, he's starting a program where they will not forget his sister. So he's an outstanding young man.
Thank you so much for that. And I appreciate you for at least getting a chance to call in. Before I go to the 216-609 and the 216-820, one thing that I would like to say is, wow, it was definitely a deep program yesterday. Whenever you get a chance to do that, I'm going to jump up on a 20-foot good news soapbox, use a step ladder, and just say, if you're looking for it, it was on Facebook as underneath the paying tribute to a future leader during our turbulent times. Why was it done? Like the last caller brought up, Tanasia McLeod was murdered by her mom and her mom's friend. Both women were convicted on July 10th, due in part by Rayvon Owens, Tanasia's brother, who gave brutal testimony against his own mom as a young teen. Now, think about it. He's a young teenager who did that. And he did that, you know, before the trial began. Let's go back further. Before that trial, Rayvon led a couple of rallies and has spoken in front of large crowds. So yesterday at the Art McCoy University radio show, we provided Heroes Cake by Queen Dot via Man in the Street to young Rayvon, who spoke about his new activist group called Soldiers for Tanasia, as Beverly Goldstein, running for Marsha Fudge's seat. Alabama artist Rondé the Prophet and family just stopped through on a humble. Mr. Goldstein, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter, Sierra and D. Giles, they were there. They're his legal guardians. All of their family members, Fox 8 News, Newsnet 5, Fred Barkley's Facebook Live. When asked my thoughts, Man in the Street kept it simple and to the point. Said it's important to pass the torch to the next leaders when you recognize them. And while we may nurture them and see how they know their history, it's important to listen to them, let them make their own mistakes, and be willing to let them create their own groups or lead in their own way. If we had enough groups doing the right thing, we wouldn't still be suffering. So in the midst of people getting murdered on West 117th, crime and other things happening, we had to honor a young hero and have a positive outlook. And Rayvon's family joined them. We did give out Black Man Army sample CDs, Ballhead Friends, a couple of knowledge DVDs, so we did what we were supposed to. I also, before I go to the phone lines, need to stop and let people know that if you choose, Saturday, August the 4th, 12 noon to 5 p.m., gospel concert with food, fun, song at the Michael J. Zone Rec Center, 6301 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. Before I do anything else, let me just say that I appreciate everybody who does take the time to call in. And what better way to get things started than to go to 216-609. Hey, maybe we're too positive, and if we are, I apologize. How you doing out there?
Positivity run the nation. But not now. Not now. But we're not going to get into that. I was listening to what you were saying. First off, this Black House Sound, Joe Legacy.
Okay.
The founder of Black House Sound, to let everybody know. For every artist that's calling in, nothing but love. I heard earlier that you said it was a song that's kind of controversial. So can you get into that? Can you elaborate on that?
Elaborate on which part? The concert coming out?
No, the song, number five.
Okay. Number five, of course. Uh-huh. You know something? I have to at least get back into that and say that for that particular song, what caused you, if I'm not mistaken, I know I'm talking to the artist who made it, Joseph Motley Jr. What's going on with
mixtape,
the promotional
purposes only
mixtape tracks? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just
what put you into the
right
mind
now.
Frame to start? Yeah, what put you in the mind frame to start putting out, you know, the mixtape game? Because everybody knows about the original music that you do and everything like that. What caused it?
What caused it was, it's the summertime, everybody dying, and it's this thing about when you do conscious music, they can't relate, right? So I try to do conscious music over music that they used to, and still don't cuss, still don't act a fool, but talk about what I see, what I notice going down, and things of that nature, and a few people didn't like that, you know. It was okay. To the knowledge of recognizing that no matter what you do, somebody not going to like it. So when I was doing just my own thing or whatever, it was kind of corny to them. Then I do this, is raw to the young folks, but now the old folks like, what is he doing? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to connect us all together. I mean, people get on your station and they say, how can we connect to the young folks? Well, you got to get with them. If we keep pointing the finger down at the children, then they don't want to be bothered. It gets to a point, I don't want to be bothered, so when it gets to that sense, you will really understand that what Black House Sound been trying to do and always try to do was reach the people. And that's why I deal with solutions, and that's why I deal with the sheriff and so on. So I'm so happy about Black House Sound. Big shout out to Black Odyssey. Big shout out.
Yes.
To Carl Powers, the third. Big shout out to DNA, a person I used to rap with. I'm going to make this short, but when I in the beginning, when I started, and I was confused about how to really like try to make music and make sense and make business and make things happen. Not to say everything going going well, to say that back then it was a little harder than it is now. So I can't wait to DNA do his thing and talk about what he talk about. But at the same time, want to show love to Milligram and Brother Bang and the sheriff. They've been putting in work on this mixtape. And once again, Black House Sound, make real cool music. Joe Legacy, I'm out.
Appreciate that. And man, if the world knew what was coming on that mixtape from, that's all I have to say. Mr. Powers, a couple of things I had to pull some rabbits out the hat. But in looking at the phone lines with a 216-820, a 216-816, I know you didn't hear call to hear me do all the talking, so let me let people know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated, so Black on Black Crime Inc. on Facebook. The website is blackonblackcleveland.com, and also you can take the time for WHK 1220 AM, The Word, which is Saturdays 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruit Show. And I want to at least get into Wednesday. This will take about just 2 minutes to let people know before I go to the 216-820 that this coming Wednesday, just a little 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because it's Wednesday. You can Facebook Political Prisoner Has a Day in Court. Definitely. And Overcrowded Jails. Political Prisoner Has a Day in Court and Overcrowded Jails. That's Wednesday, 11 a.m., Lakeside entrance of the Justice Center. Then at 11:45 a.m., we will stop promptly, so we will go inside Judge Nancy A. First Court. Her court is 15B. That's 15B, since she never should have arrested Kathy A. Coleman, journalist of ClevelandUrbanNews.com and founder of the Imperial Women's Coalition, who was writer, journalist, arrested July 4th, while Judge Nancy First claims she was on vacation. Docket CR-16-603 appeared mysteriously July 7th on a Saturday, while 8th District Court of Appeals had put a stay on Kathy's trial in May. If you think fascism can't happen here, all this because Kathy Ray Coleman almost touched four officers. Also on Wednesday, July 18th, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Chasing Justice LLC will be holding a press conference to release preliminary findings in front of East Cleveland City Hall regarding the preliminary and definitive findings of East Cleveland police officers. A second press conference will be held Friday, July 20th, 9 a.m. in front of the Juvenile Detention Center on Woodland to release the report of names of habitually out-of-compliance officers in the East Cleveland Police Department. Please go to Chasing Justice LLC and then follow Mariah Crenshaw's name. Wednesday, also 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Fathers Lives Matter will be on the sidewalks of James Edna Building, 40th Euclid, a.k.a. 3955 Euclid. Before I do anything else, since I have a phone call, I'm going to the 216-820, probably say, man, Father's Lives, my life matters. 216-820, we're going to that number right now, 216-820. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, and yes, my life do matter, and most of all, my life come first. You know what I'm saying? This is
right.
Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound. Want to remind everyone that, hey, here's a little few things that you can know about Black House Sound when I had mentioned a couple of beats, you know what I'm saying, within the last month or so.
Yes, sir.
Sound will be performing live, you know what I'm saying? You will be hearing solo tracks from Joe Legacy, yours truly, Mr. Powers, and we'll also hear a solo track from Sheriff Kilroy as well. You know, that's down there on 71st and Woodland. That's on Saturday, August the 4th. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to the National Action Network for allowing us to be a part of that. And big, big shouts out to Ms. Jacqueline Goodrum, who always be showing up at our open mic, you know, and always spitting that, you know what I'm saying, that real good poetry that everybody be inspired by and always be loving. And then I also want to go ahead and remind everyone else that, hey, on the following Saturday that's coming up, I believe August 11th, Black House Sound will be performing live at the Glendale Festival on the jazz stage. So come on out, bring your friends, bring your family. You're going to enjoy that. Also, as I said before last week, I'll say it again, Black House Sound's open mic will start up again in the fall at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Shannon Park Building, Suite 2190 on the second floor. That's on the corner of London Road and Euclid Avenue. So come on out, bring your friends, bring your family. Don't go look for a babysitter, because it's an event for everyone. to love and enjoy. Free food, much fun. Shout out to Ms. Kim, who always be catering the event and always be showing support with Black House Sound whenever she tries to when it comes to doing the show, and all of our fans that's been supporting us. And yes, do log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and check out them new mixtape tracks, because they are fire. You know what I mean? And like I said before, and I'll say it again, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Power showing nothing but love to you all, and I will see you all on August 4th. One love. Peace.
Peace. Hey, you know, before I go to the 216-816 phone number, man, at National Action Network event, Delete Obsolete, Lift Every Voice, Walk Like a Man. That's from 3 to 6 p.m. at 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ. They're well-named because, hey, they do a lot of things to make sure that you can hear, quote-unquote, the arts and culture. Also, before I go to the 216-816, as I move down the line, I must say that Alfred Porter Jr. period, Facebook with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And as I look down the line, Facebook official Hurricane Fang page, hey, and also Barkley Facebook Live. Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. And before I go to the phone caller, let's get this one out of the way and say two things are coming up. Number one, they have the RTA, I will say, quarterly meeting to let people know what changes are coming through and everything like that. That will be tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at their office downtown Cleveland, down past West 3rd. So that's their regional office. If you're wondering, one of the easiest ways to get there, you park and take the darn trolley that's coming through, I think the E line or the C line or what have you, and that'll put you off there. Also want to give a shout out because Facebook Community Roundup happened, and that's what it was entitled, Community Roundup. It happened from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. tonight, so it's winding down now, where three women were trying to save their children from proven abusers. So from proven abusers and CFS, Children and Family Services, a.k.a., like I said, CFS, they recommended taking a child and placing them in their abuser's care. Then, of course, the Cuyahoga County Executive and his committee, a.k.a. Armand Budish, let's get it right, he lied to Donald Walker Brown and the sleepover committee. You know, they would have at least three more tours, which really hurt Anaya Day Garrett's father, Michael Garrett, that they canceled the last three listed tours. So that's why General Donald Walker Brown asked people to bring a lawn chair and come down to 3955 Euclid this evening at East 40th Street with the 44115. It's Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army, OPN, 1008 Vision, Inner City Republican Movements, and more. Just had to show up. And they also dealt with their third demand, which was Kathy Rae Coleman being falsely jailed. So that's some of what has happened. If I didn't let you know some of the news, you all go back and tell somebody. You never talk about what's going on. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-816, who's probably going to tell me, you never talk about what's going on. 216-816, how you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? How you doing? It's DNA. How you doing?
Man, do you know, I've been doing, you know, Voice of Radio for 5 years. Just had the five-year anniversary in February, all right? 5 years. I have never had an artist share or put out online as many links or as many posts to let people know that they were coming through for an interview. I know you're going to have quite a few folks coming in the studio who support you. So, man, it's an honor to have you call back in. How'd you come up with, real quick, though, Death Trap Music?
Well, how I came up with Death Trap Music and living over here on Eddy Road and St. Clair, you know what I'm saying? You know, you should see a lot of things that what we call it over here, you know, freeway boys right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what we used to call it, you know what I'm saying, back when we was kids.
Wow.
But now it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, kick is basically right off the freeway, boom. Stuff like that happens. But I just say, you know, I just try to mix, like, a little bit of my reality, a lot of my reality, and mix it in with, like, you know, the trap stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, okay, be honest with you, in order to make death trap music, you actually have to be inside a trap before. Not saying that I've ever trapped before, but, you know, I've been inside some, I'll put it like this. I've been in those areas, you know, all my life. Not all my life, but quite a few times in my life to know, like, you know what? This is the area I live in, so it's like, let me show them how Cleveland, Ohio do it a little bit. I mean, I know it, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how they talk about how it goes on everywhere, but let me show them how I do it in Cleveland, Ohio style, you know what I'm saying?
But man, you know, I got that's you.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait for
ask
tomorrow.
You.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel, man? Because you proudly say it all the time. One of the original members still kicking it through, and I've been fortunate enough to be on the track with you. And so
mm-hmm.
Black House Sound, you always bring them up. And how does it feel to not only be a part of that group, but to watch that group rise with success and also see yourself getting rewarded for doing your own style of music? How you feeling right now, brother?
I mean, it's just like, I put it like this, it feels like everything that I've ever done with them, blah, you know what I'm saying, it feels like nothing has went into vain, basically. What I mean by that is because we started off walking around the street, you know what I'm saying, as kids, you know what I'm saying? I can remember going to the House of Blues, to the... Walking around to the House of Blues. Then we went to the, after a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, it was the Gotcha Inns. And then we went to the, you know, then it got to the Peabody's. And then we did a couple shows at Peabody's and then the hip-hop workshops. So it just kept going and it just kept going and we just kept going. And then it's like eventually got to the point where it was like, wow, it's like eventually, you know, I know because, you know, I end up doing my death trap music and I end up doing that Cleveland conscious rap. But it's just that the simple fact, I was there for the foundation and everything that you're hearing, I was there for the foundation. So I'm just so happy for Mr. Powers and Joe Legacy and you, Mr. Porter, you know, and everybody else involved, you know what I'm saying? So it's just that, you know, I'm just happy, you know what I'm saying? That it's just that, you know, we finally just, like they said, like I said, nothing goes into vain, you know what I'm saying? Everything that you work for it will eventually get recognized. So, yeah.
I'm happy for you, man, and I don't want the whole world to get everything tonight that they're about to get tomorrow and then some.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, that was just a little, I mean, tonight is just a little intake, you know what I'm saying, like a little preview of what's tomorrow because you'll finally get a chance for a whole hour to listen to what I got to say about everything tomorrow and everything up close and personal and everything just to let you know, this is where everything, you know what I'm saying, like, the foundation that we started all the way back at East Cleveland, all the way back here on St. Clair and everything, like back and forth and everything. Yeah, that is just finally just getting out here and then everybody individually is just flourishing into their own way. So, but I'll let you know more about that tomorrow. So it's just that, I was just calling in and let you know.
How can they follow? All right, and before you go to get ready for the video and voiceandradio.com and giving everybody, I will say, your information. Can you please tell us, can you please tell the people out there listening, let them know how they can contact you or see what's going on with you music-wise?
Okay, music-wise, you can go on SoundCloud. It's DNA, that Nick Alex, and IG is Instagram is DNA. Basically, it's the same name and everything. Once you see the DNA with that Alex and everything, you know. So
okay,
that's how you'll get to the forefront, the foundation of what's going down and everything. And you know, and I can explain more to you, and then you can listen to everything before the end. Like, cause his track on that SoundCloud from when, way back when we first started together, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like at that time, you know what I'm saying? That's when we was kids then, you know what I'm saying? And we was just, you know what I'm saying? But one thing, when you listen to our music back in the day, but regardless of the message, regardless of what you want to interpret from it and everything, I want you to let you know the grind that we put into everything that we put out there, just to let you know that, you know what I'm saying, this is the, you know what I'm saying, basically like the alpha and the omega, something like that, or the genesis, you know what I'm saying, with no revelations yet, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Like,
got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's just that, basically, you know, they let you know that, you know what I'm saying, when, you know what I'm saying, because even though I know we are different paths, you know what I'm saying, we still the same clique and everything, and you know what I'm saying? I represent them like they represent me, and they represent me like I represent them. So it's just, it's all love and everything. So when you get the chance to, you'll listen to some like straight up street Cleveland music, you know what I'm saying? Cussing, non-cussing is a lot of stuff with no cussing on it and everything, you know, because we was even on it then, you know what I'm saying? So You'll get a, you know what I'm saying, basically hopefully tonight, so when I come in tomorrow, you'll get a, like an insight of where the DNA leaked from, basically.
Yes, I appreciate you, brother, and we look forward to seeing you, and if you hold a line, we're going to try to get into something else that you just might like.
Okay, man, I'm still on the line, brother.
No problem. I thank you very much, because that is going to be a hot interview. Speaking of hot, I want to let people know that, wow, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey. Wow, the last one coming up is Saturday, August the 4th, 9 p.m. inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Hey, if you want tickets or register or anything like that, you can call 216-253-4070. That's 216-253-4070. You can email at jadenmckoy@gmail.com. You can also call 216-804-7462, except don't call that number until after 10 p.m. tonight, or you'll get one of those infamous shout-outs. I do want to also take the time, get rid of a couple of things if I can, before I go to one of my favorite parts. I just would like to throw out there for the record and let people know that if you choose to, the No in the Name of Humanity, who refuses to accept a fascist America. Now, the important thing is Refuse Fascism 2018 Call to Action. As it says, we must not reassure ourselves that it couldn't happen here, which means American fascism, because, basically speaking, it's happening. Make America Great Again is a 21st century fascist program of manifest destiny, America First wrapped in the flag and Mike Pence's Bible taken literally, was a program of white supremacy, misogyny, xenophobia. And the one thing that people might not have noticed, the regime that denies truth and objective evidence, and yet it has its hands on the most powerful military and nuclear arsenal in history, threatening to use it. While millions of immigrants live in terror, fearing their loved ones will be ripped away, people's humanity is viciously denied. Women are poised to lose the right to abortion. Trump and Sessions have instructed police to take the gloves off, further brutalizing people of color. And fascism rules by organized repression and terror by the government means that civil liberties are stripped away, law rewritten, dissent criminalized, the courts packed with fascists, and the separation of powers and of church and state ultimately eviscerated as part of radically remaking society. So if you have the Trump-Pence regime, they would sharply attack those in positions of power who oppose them, as fascism also mobilizes mobs of vicious thugs, as we've seen with Nazis marching and murdering in Charlottesville, Virginia. So the thing is, the Trump-Pence regime hasn't been able to implement their full program, but they're advancing it. And it might only take a single serious crisis of international or domestic for this regime to drop the hammer. So with about 2 minutes left, I would just like to point out that we need to organize now for the time where we can launch massive, sustained, nonviolent protests in the streets, cities, towns across the country, because those would have to continue day after day and not stop, creating the kind of political situation which the demand that Trump-Pence regime must be removed from power is met, as everyone who recognizes that the Trump-Pence nightmare must end is invited to join in the Refuse Fascism movement. Now, I guess one of the reasons why I would bring that up before I do anything else is because it's been very, very interesting out there. As the 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox, today at the joint press conference in Helsinki, Finland, President Trump, standing next to Russia's Vladimir Putin, in a stunning rebuke of the U.S. intelligence community, declined to endorse the U.S. assessment of Russia's 2016 presidential election, which is interesting because, basically speaking, our president said, "I don't see any reason why Russia would be responsible." Vladimir Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. "I have great confidence in my intelligence." But this makes an unprecedented refusal. Think about it, because he said, "I have great confidence in my intelligence people," but this is like the first major time that a United States president has refused to believe his own intelligence agency over the word of a foreign adversary, as Trump blamed the Democratic National Committee server and Hillary's emails. Now, wait. It concerns me because the CIA, NSA, FBI, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, every last United States intelligence chief who testified agreed on meddling. And it was the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee that agreed on an assessment earlier this month. And even silly so-and-so eccentric Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, the CEO, said Russia used marks. He said that they used different things on Facebook to rig elections. He apologized and spent millions to make changes as FBO, as the Facebook CEO. So I don't know what else to say. Before I do anything else and go to the next phone caller, I would like to also hoo-wee what's coming up, because somebody will probably get mad, and that's all right. I would just like to say, for record, before I go to the 216-702, that if you don't like something that somebody does on Facebook, you should always inbox them first, you know? And if you don't want to have anything else to do, you let them know. If you need further clarity, you can always ask for it or ask for a number so you can talk in private or on phone. Because if you go out there back and forth, you look like fools, isn't it? Poe trash? Now look, y'all, what if there's a misunderstanding? I mean, the upcoming CMHA project. All right, two wrongs don't make it right. That was a song out there. Threw it out there. And another brother by the name of Damian Parker, he was like, "Hey, wait a minute. you've tagged in a lot of activists, but only a couple of activists were involved with some of the shootings and stuff that happened in Euclid. I took it into consideration, inboxed him my phone number. He and I had a talk. I explained my viewpoint that, hey, I wouldn't have been involved if certain other activists hadn't been a part. But I noticed that he ended up getting into arguments with other folks on Facebook. And I'm like, what the hell? Also, it seems like that whole CMA Day project keeps me in trouble because I've gotten feedback from Lil Chico, a.k.a. Cheek the Freak, who was like, hey, man, I have a CMA. And instead of going back and forth, I reached out and inboxed him, found out it was something totally different. He didn't even realize that Suave Gotti had made that statement in the 1990s, put it on track in something like 2004. We rolled around with it, and I brought it back, and then it was like, oh, that's cool. But it's a difference between going back and forth on Facebook and then trying to at least show that maybe I'm a business person too. So just something to think about. And also talking about Facebook, just because Facebook gives you the option of Facebook Live, when you mother quit getting on there and showing the world you've got guns, because then the FBI and other folks can look at that, sheriff's department, police department. When you get up there and you roll up a fat one and you start smoking it and saying, I got the good weed, you just let the whole damn world know, including the feds, you got the good weed. I'm going to 216702. It's probably going to tell me I got the good weed, and I post all the time. That ain't none of your business. Who's at 216702?
It's the General Donald Walker Brown. We just had a community roundup. We talked about, we had three mothers that told their story. We had Fathers Matter, Joe Jones, he told his story. Michael had to leave. I just found out that his son was in the hospital and he had to go see his son. You know, it happened during the meeting. And we also talk about Free Kathy Rae Coleman. Trying to get together Marva and Dave Patterson. They putting together a complaint. And we need everybody to come out on Wednesday. If you've never been to a court hearing for Kathy, now is the time. We need everybody to come out Wednesday, 12 noon. I think it's 18C. If not, look on the Cuyahoga County, Kathy Rae Coleman. Get the time. We need everybody to come out to show support because Kathy not only is a journalist, and she's one of those journalists when we as activists can't get a story out with 3, 5, and 19, we could call Kathy and she'll
right.
get a story out. And most of all, Kathy is she's brilliant. And we all have our troubles, but right now Kathy's in trouble. And as fellow soldiers out here in this activist world, we've got to stand with her and support her. So I ask that everybody get out on Wednesday, come to the hearing, and let's show Kathy Rae Coleman some support. And I hope her father gets well.
Amen. Thank you for holding that outside today. And thank you for bringing that up and breaking up the same old monotony of activists, something happened to them, and next thing you know, everybody forgets about them. This definitely is not what you did, and it means a lot, General.
And I want you to know, even out in the rain, you know how they talk about the listening tours and everything? They had the listening tours, and it probably was only 3 or 5 people. Well, me and Michael Garrett came up with this here Friday of last week that we was going to have this community roundup, and there was almost 20 people standing out there that got the message through either Facebook or word of mouth. So that lets me know this listening tour that had poor community attendance, it was actually planned and strategized that way so that the community wouldn't know about these designated listening tours. And once again, a politician trying to trick and bamboozle the community. So, brother, keep doing what you're doing, because you too are one that will be targeted, because you let us keep it real, long as it's clean, and I just appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much, General Donna Walker Brown. I think I might be able to throw on something else next for you, and may you definitely enjoy your evening.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. And like she said, it's Judge Nancy A. First, 15B. That will be this coming Wednesday, 12 noon, after the rally outside. There'll definitely be, please make sure you get there at least, or plan on getting there at 10 minutes to 12. That's like the best thing if you plan on going up to that hearing in that courtroom. So I'm going to take my time, find something, rear back, and yeah, definitely it's time to take off and talk about some things.
Give a shout out to Black House Sound again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
Change. I receive my check and it's only change. So I work so hard to make a name.
I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken is still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they try to steal from you. They know everybody in the room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down to make a story. Yeah, Fred deck of cards, I'm a player. Yeah, these new rappers flashed out, we arcades. They separating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land. Dang. If you don't play the game, then you out of shape again. I'm still all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a mad man.
Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. My check and it's only changed. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. I receive my check and it's only changed. I work so hard, make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sign. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you in stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer. With the haterism and check that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work in my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need ya. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the CCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to prime. So people selling false favors when you walk in talking down. Cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House. I'm a ghost. Without Swayze or Whoopi here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived like Frankenstein. my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade, and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament. A testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me. Gave me the edge. You're at the bottom. I'm on the ledge.
As we prepare to head out, I want to point out just a 14-foot step ladder from a soapbox because, you know, knowing your self-worth isn't being conceited. It's just that you know your self-worth. Before I say anything else, I would like to say that July 26, 2018, all right, MJ number one, Stop the Violence birthday celebration for MJ number one. That's happening again July 26, 2018, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Luke Easter Park, 3000 MLK Drive. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. And what would I bring music or donate time to this? Well, MJ's initials for short. That, you know, I'm just going to say MJ. I met his mom, Joanne McWhorter. She was on 48 Hours. Her son was the one who was murdered going into a library on the west side, I believe, around Lorain. I met her as vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, shared tears over that one, and watched her family share some tears. They shed tears. And when I think creator willing, tired, I'll donate some time on that one. Since instead of Joanne sitting back just crying, she's just having a simple cookout. Speaker system of our own, CD player, one mic, food. Artists can come out if they choose. And also, just as a PS, Woodhill Park Festival is canceled. The neighborhood, deserves something nice. So when she said Black on Black Crime Incorporated, I need y'all to help to remember my son. It's an easy call. I look back at my rank, my title, my pedigree. If you look at a rank and title, sure, I'm the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, pedigree, black man in the streets, of course. I would say that title is also a man. Let's look at my everything that's happened. I've been blessed to be an author, published a book with a soundtrack around 2012, thanks to HGS Music. I speak at different events, three radio programs, 16,000 people heard my music from a red, black, and green bus. I'm on the news, Cleveland State University, great relations, was on the Black Studies Advisory Board, and I'm a contributor. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, Man to Man and Voice to Men, mentoring, work with politicians, performer in front of thousands at the Wolfstein Center, co-founder of Spitboxes, Freestyle Exam University, vice president of BBCI, Black on Black Crime, Inc., for 11 years, before accepting the mantle, the East Cleveland Love Fest scheduler with JB Silver B. So I say that to say this. As I look at things and where my work has been and everything like that, I'm going to take the time to at least listen to a classic song, finish up my train of thoughts, give me about maybe time to at least do one thing, and that is go back, give me a minute to at least let this run through from Kill St. Mars, which was also on the same Black House Sounds Presents, Sheriff Kilroy. Just give me at least a good 47 seconds.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing around?